Morning Watch, being a vessel unto honor, a fully equipped man of God, by being empowered in the grace which is in Christ Jesus to fully accomplish our ministry in the unique ministry of God's economy. Week 1. Living in the reality of God's eternal economy for its fulfillment by building up a habit of exercising our spirit, fanning our God-given spirit into flame. Monday, related verses. 1 Timothy 1, verses 3 through 4. Even as I exhorted you when I was going into Macedonia to remain in Ephesus in order that you might charge certain ones not to teach different things, nor to give heed to myths and unending genealogies, which produce questionings rather than God's economy, which is in faith. 1 Timothy 3, verse 15. But if I delay, I write that you may know how one ought to conduct himself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and base of the truth. Romans 12, verse 5. So we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Ephesians 1, verse 10. Unto the economy of the fullness of the times, to head up all things in Christ, the things in the heavens and the things on the earth in Him. Ephesians 3, verses 8 through 9. To me, less than the least of all saints, was His grace given to announce to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ as the gospel, and to enlighten all that they may see what the economy of the mystery is, which throughout the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things. Ephesians 2, verse 10. For we are His masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand in order that we would walk in them. Related reading. 1 Timothy is dealing with God's economy. At Paul's time, some were teaching different things other than God's economy. Paul told us that we have to put all these different teachings aside and come back to the economy of God. God's economy is His household administration, His plan, to dispense Himself into us. His dispensing produces a life of godliness. Such a godly life issuing from God's dispensing depends upon the exercise of our spirit. A godly life comes out of God's dispensing, but God is not dispensing Himself into lifeless vessels, but into us, the living vessels, who already have our own taste, choice, preference, feeling, thinking, mentality, will, etc. If we do not exercise our spirit strongly to cooperate with the Lord, God cannot dispense Himself into us. Our spirit is not only the receiving organ, the retaining organ, but also the opening for God's dispensing. When our spirit opens wide, our whole being opens. Then God has a way to impart Himself into us. God's dispensing depends upon our coordination, and our coordination is the exercise of our spirit. The Bible, which consists of 66 books, begins with God and His creation in Genesis and consummates with the New Jerusalem in Revelation. Between these two ends of the Bible, there are history, teachings, prophecies, and types. But if we understand the Bible only according to these things, we still do not know the Bible. We need to see the eternal economy of God, which is God's eternal intention with His heart's desire to dispense Himself and His divine Trinity as a Father and the Son, by the Spirit into His chosen people, to be their life and nature, that they may be the same as He is for His fullness, His expression. An economy is an arrangement to carry out a plan for dispensing. God's economy is God's plan, God's arrangement, for God to dispense Himself in His element, life, nature, and attributes, and all that He has achieved and attained into His chosen people, that they may be rebuilt by being constituted with the divine essence and the divine element of the divine source to be something divine. After God's rebuilding with the divine constitution, we, like the Lord Jesus, become divinely human and humanly divine. Before incarnation, Christ was only divine, but after his incarnation, he became a God-man, a man with a divine nature. Now he is divinely human, and he is also humanly divine. Having been regenerated by Christ, we have become a part of him, and now we are the same as he is, divinely human and humanly divine. The regenerated ones, who are divinely human and humanly divine, spontaneously become an organism, the body of Christ, which is the church of God as the new man and God's new creation, to carry out God's new career, that is, to build up the body of Christ for the fullness, the expression of the triune God. This fullness as the organism of the triune God will consummate in the new Jerusalem. The Bible begins with God and his creation as the initiation and ends with the new Jerusalem, which is the mingling of the triune God and all his chosen, redeemed, regenerated, transformed, conformed, and glorified tripartite people. The new Jerusalem is thus a constitution of God with man to express God for eternity. To see this is to have an overview of the entire Bible. In our reading of the Bible, we need to focus our attention on God's eternal economy for the divine dispensing. Unless we know God's economy, we will not understand the Bible.